The studio executive who gave John Wayne his first break in film said simply, "God damn, he looks like a man." But rough-and-tumble male leads can be hard to find on screen today. Today, male lead actors are sometimes as pretty as their female co-stars. In 2004, Jude Law is appearing in no less than 6 movies. Colin Farrell and Brad Pitt have both helmed pictures of legendary stories and budgets. But none of those films has shown real muscle at the box office. This weekend, Warner Brothers, which used to make Robert Mitchum films, is hoping to cash in on Ocean's 12, which stars a veritable beauty contest of male talent, including Mr. Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, alongside some comparative girls next door like Julia Roberts and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us. Elvis, you're our own Lancôme model for freshness. Thanks very much for being with us.
I guess you said pretty boys. I thought we were going to be talking about you and Alex Chadwick, so I was a little confused when it turns out to be about movie actors.
But you can switch gears, can't you?
Every once in a while, I've been known to do that.
So why haven't pretty boys done better at the box office?
It's funny because you mentioned John Wayne, who when he started off was kind of a singing cowboy pretty boy who didn't have any sort of box office presence. And as he aged into his looks, he became a more familiar and a more formidable presence. It's weird because I think if these actors are being cast primarily for their looks rather than other kinds of things like, I don't know, ability or skill, then after a while you just get guys who look like they're supposed to be movie stars. You know, Brad Pitt and Jude Law are what Louis B. Mayer would love to have had in his movies. You know, big blonde guys who look like the ideal these guys were trying to sort of foist on the American public as they were fleeing their own backgrounds.
Let me ask about Jude Law specifically, because his face has been on so many magazine covers in recent months, and yet Sky Captain of the World of Tomorrow tanked. The remake of Alfie has not been successful.
There's something about seeing Jude Law, who's certainly very pleasant and very smooth, but the movie seemed to be apologizing somewhat for him having a good time. And maybe that's part of the problem, too, with these guys, where the movies don't seem to quite understand how to use them. And when they've been successful in movies, they've been particularly well used, rather than just being treated as kind of a marquee value with nothing more to offer than their looks and their couture.
I mean, there are other names that we could add, come to think of it. I'm thinking of Matt Damon's profound good friend Ben Affleck, who hasn't had a hit in a while.
Oh, well, he's been hit on and hit at by the press, but yes, in terms of actual box office hit, yeah. No. And it's weird because maybe you think some of these guys might be good as kind of character actors, and we've had these guys who've been pushed on us for a long time. Remember when Ralph Fiennes was going to be the next big movie star,
right?
And then Matthew McConaughey was going to be the next big movie star, and you can sort of think we can go back to the late 70s, where the person I think of as being the first of these guys, Richard Gere, who was constantly on magazine covers, and with the exception of a couple of movies, one of them, made Julia Roberts a movie star, Pretty Woman, hasn't really proven a whole lot of box office moxie on his own.
A few years ago, on the tour of Ocean's 11, Brad Pitt and Matt Damon both said they were a little relieved they weren't expected to carry a picture because they were in there with so many other strapping young guys.
Yeah, and they all get to kind of function as character actors, and what you can see in Brad Pitt and George Clooney and Matt Damon is that they're actually generous, and the kind of movie star chemistry that doesn't quite happen sometimes when they're on screen by themselves, they set off on each other. I mean, you know, they're more like reactors rather than catalysts.
You'd need at least a dozen guys doing a combination of cons.
And what do you think?
Well, off the top of my head, I'd say you're looking at a Boesky, a Jim Brown, a Miss Daisy, 2 Jethros, and Leon Spinks. Not to mention the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever. Do you think you're going to get the money to back this?
We're hitting these 3 casinos, we'll get our bankroll. Benedict's got a long list of enemies.
Yeah, but enemies with loose cash and nothing to lose.
In these movies like Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12, they're playing our perception of movie stars and regular guys. Maybe that's what makes these movies so appealing to people. One of the fun things in Ocean's 11, for example, is Brad Pitt, who in every scene is wearing about $6,000 worth of clothes, eating nachos or shrimp cocktail or something, where he's basically making fun of his own narcissism and his own vanity. And in Troy, he just looks miserable. He looks sodden. Part of it is you think, maybe he just realizes he's read the script, but the other part of it is just that...
I know what's coming, folks, even if you don't.
And worse, you know I'm not going to be very engaged by it. And maybe part of it is that they just aren't engaged by what passes for movie star roles in mainstream movies these days. That could be maybe more symptomatic than anything else.
Commercial question. Is part of the problem some of the actors we're talking about have had at least recently some problems carrying a picture, is that so much of the success of a picture now, we are told, depends on young boys going back time after time after time?
Yeah, I mean, we're told that it's, you know, it's the 12 to 17-year-olds now, not even the 12 to 19-year-olds anymore, essentially junior high school and high school kids who are going to live at the mall. And you look at a movie that's a big hit now, well, it's The Incredibles, which doesn't have really a movie star voice in it. I wonder now, part of it is that these guys maybe are kind of aging out of it, because I think what's wanted when they put these guys we're talking about in these movies, put them in as stars, is that it's a way to potentially bring in the female audiences, except I think women would rather see, you know, Julia Roberts or Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell, who's also host of member station KCRW's The Treatment, syndicated nationally and internationally, and probably to several solar systems.